From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In his first televised face-to-face interview in 6 weeks, President Trump said it's very bothersome that the man leading the probe into possible ties between his campaign and Russia is friends with former FBI Director James Comey, whom he fired. The president told Fox News that Special Counsel Robert Mueller is a close friend of Comey's. Mr. Trump also disputed Comey's claim that he had asked Comey for a vow of loyalty during a private meeting at the White House. Whether Russia interfered in last year's U.S. presidential election and whether there was any collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia are the subjects of several investigations underway. Series of close encounters this month over the Baltic Sea and the U.S. shooting down of a Russian-made aircraft in Syria have triggered concerns among defense analysts that any direct incident between Russia and the United States, even if accidental, could quickly spiral out of control. White House spokesperson Sean Spicer.
We continue to have deconfliction with them in Syria. I think that's a positive thing. I think we enjoy normal diplomatic relations with them. And as the president has said numerous times, that if we can find areas of agreement with Russia, especially with respect to the fight against ISIS, area, you know, safe zones in Syria, then we'll do it. But it's got to be on terms that are in the best interest, in our national interest.
President Trump's spokesman, Sean Spicer. Two back-to-back bombs went off in northwestern Pakistan, killing 25, wounding more than 100 others. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Attack happened hours after a car bomb that killed at least 13 people and wounded 20. This is VOA News. On the first anniversary of Britain's decision to leave the European Union, leaders from the EU have ended a summit in Brussels with questions about the residency rights of its citizens in Britain once Britain exits the EU. British Prime Minister Theresa May discussed the fate of the 3 million EU citizens who call Britain home.
I want to reassure all those EU citizens who are in the UK, who've made their lives and homes in the UK, that no one will have to leave. We won't be seeing families split apart. This is a fair and serious offer. And I want to give those EU citizens in the UK certainty about the future of their lives, but I also want to see that certainty given to UK citizens who are living in the European Union. Of course, there will be details of this arrangement, which will be part of the negotiating process, but we've made what I believe is a very serious, a very fair offer, which will give reassurance and confidence to EU citizens living in the United Kingdom about their future.
EU Council President Donald Tusk said his first impression is that the UK offer is below EU expectations and risk worsening the situation for its citizens. Exit talks between Britain and the EU started on Monday and must be concluded within 2 years. It was the first summit since Britain triggered Article 50 in March, the official notification to leave the EU. Office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights has condemned the destruction of the historic Al-Nuri Mosque by Islamic State militants in that battle-scarred Iraqi city of Mosul. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the UN in Geneva.
The UN Human Rights Office says the destruction of the ancient monument is just the latest in a long list of atrocities perpetrated by Islamic State militants. The group has been responsible for the widespread destruction of religious sites, including churches, mosques, shrines, tombs, and graves in Iraq and Syria. Human rights spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani calls the intentional destruction of the Al-Nuri Mosque an attack on the religious and cultural heritage of the Iraqi people and the world.
International humanitarian law clearly prohibits such attacks, and perpetrators who target these objects while being aware of their religious and historical character may be held accountable for war crimes.
In July 2012, Islamist rebels allied with Al-Qaeda in northern Mali destroyed a 15th century mosque in Timbuktu. Shamdasani tells VOA it is believed IS, also known as ISIL, blew up the mosque to prevent the approach of Iraqi security forces. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And in preparation for the 2024 Olympic bid, Paris transformed the area around the River Seine into an Olympic park, hosting events to make one final push for the rights to host the game. Paris and Los Angeles are the only two cities competing for the 2024 Olympic Games.
That's the latest world news from VOA.